Today is Tuesday, November 2nd, and we are talking about elections happening today around the country and which ones are getting most of the national attention. Also, what a new study found about kids and screen time, how much it's gone up during the pandemic, and the impact on mental health. Plus, global backlash led to a change in the rules for one sport. A word of caution for anyone who is using a Mac, and a new feature on Instagram allows for public threads within stories. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's election day for a lot of Americans. Yep, even though it is not a presidential election year or a congressional midterm, there are some key state and local races to watch for today. For starters, people in Virginia and New Jersey are going to be picking their next governors. The one in Virginia is said to be the most closely watched race of the night. Former Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe is facing Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin. President Biden has been campaigning for McAuliffe, and former President Trump has been supporting Youngkin. So analysts say if McAuliffe wins, it would validate President Biden and his agenda. But if Youngkin takes it, it could give Republicans momentum ahead of the midterms next year, especially in competitive states. As far as New Jersey goes, the Democratic incumbent Governor Phil Murphy seems to have a comfortable lead in the polls. Mayors will also be chosen in several cities, like New York City, Boston, Atlanta, Minneapolis, and elsewhere. And then there will be a bunch of city council and school board races, as well as ballot measures for voters to consider. For example, people in Minneapolis will decide whether to overhaul policing in the city. This is considered a big test of the so-called defund the police movement that gained traction after George Floyd's murder in Minneapolis last year. If that measure does pass, the city would create a public safety department instead of a police department. In other cities, people will vote on measures like tax increases, Airbnb rules, affordable housing, and a lot more. How long it will take to learn the election results will depend on how tight each race is. If it's a blowout, we could know tonight. But races that are close will likely take a while longer. If you want to know if your area is holding elections today, you can enter your address on vote411.org and find a full list of races. And of course, you can also check your state's election website or contact your local election office. The White House has a new plan to lower methane emissions. Methane is the second largest driver of global warming after carbon dioxide, and it's much more potent in the short term at heating the planet. So the Environmental Protection Agency is proposing a new rule to tighten regulations for oil and gas companies. Basically, there would be a new monitoring program that would make companies find and fix leaks. It would also crack down on waste. The new rules would apply to existing wells, pipes, and storage tanks, too, not just new ones. There have been some critics already. One oil and gas industry trade group has said the new rules would be too costly and complicated for smaller oil and gas wells. But other trade groups have said they support more methane regulations. The EPA wants to finalize the new rules next year after other agencies review them. President Biden is expected to talk more about this later today, along with other new climate initiatives. Already at the United Nations Climate Summit, known as COP26, President Biden gave a speech promising the U.S. will do its part. So unfortunately, COVID-19 is now responsible for more than 5 million confirmed deaths around the world. To put that into perspective, that's more people than the entire populations of Los Angeles and San Francisco combined. And even still, experts say the true number of COVID-19 deaths is likely much higher. In fact, it could be as high as 10 million. That's because a lot of countries, like those in Africa, are not able to accurately record their death tolls. And some experts have questioned whether other countries, like Russia, have been totally truthful in their reporting. Either way, it's a tragic milestone that keeps rising. Over the last couple of weeks, the world has been reporting an average of more than 7,000 new COVID-19 deaths a day. The good news is, though, that means the rate of new deaths is actually slowing. The world was reporting about 10,000 deaths a day just a few months ago. So public health officials say that's a sign vaccines are having an impact. More than half of the global population has been at least partially vaccinated. Thousands of government employees are now going without work and without pay as they fight COVID-19 vaccine mandates. New York City started enforcing its mandate for all city workers yesterday. Mayor Bill de Blasio says as of this week, the employee vaccination rate is up to 91%. Still, that means about 9,000 workers who did not get vaccinated, including police officers, firefighters, and sanitation workers, were put on unpaid leave. The mayor is still urging those workers to get their shots and come back to work. But in the meantime, he says city services are able to continue without disruptions. Over in Chicago, the deadline for city employees to get vaccinated was supposed to be December 31st, but a police union sued over it, and this week a judge decided that legal case should be sorted out before the city enforces the policy for union members. The White House has said vaccine requirements are good for workers, good for the economy, and good for the country. But critics have been flooding courts with lawsuits saying people should not be forced to get vaccinated, especially if they have certain religious or medical exemptions. Still, government vaccine mandates have so far survived most legal challenges around the country. To be continued. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo. The holidays are all about coming together with loved ones and taking an active role in creating the magic of the season. Yes, you could buy things like ornaments, for example, but isn't building your own so much more fun and rewarding? This year, KiwiCo wants to invite you and your family to make the holidays a little less prepackaged and a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. Our family has loved getting KiwiCo crates in the mail. We continue to get new, exciting, and high-quality toys that were chosen by the experts for my son's specific age and development. And I already have KiwiCo on my gift list for my niece, who is several years older than my son, and I know she will especially love getting mail that is just for her. She'll also love KiwiCo's real engineering, science, and art projects each month. This holiday, don't just teach kids how to buy. Teach them how to build. Give them a gift of a hands-on holiday with a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate a love for hands-on learning all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. It looks like a protest and some worldwide media attention led to change. The International Handball Federation agreed to update its rules so women are no longer required to wear bikini bottoms when they compete. You may remember over the summer, the Norwegian women's beach handball team protested those old rules by wearing shorts during a championship game. And even though the men were allowed to wear shorts, the women were fined the equivalent of $1,700 for breaking the rules. Many people called the rules sexist, including pop star Pink. She even offered to pay the team's fines. Well, now the Federation says women can compete with bike shorts and tank tops instead of bikinis. It's all part of a larger conversation around the world about strict uniform rules specifically for female athletes, not just in handball, but also other sports like gymnastics, beach volleyball, and tennis. Coca-Cola is buying the sports drink maker Body Armor for $5.6 billion. Coke already had a 15% stake in that company, but now it'll have full control of the brand. In fact, it's Coca-Cola's largest brand acquisition ever. And it means even more competition between Coke and Pepsi, since Pepsi owns Body Armor's main rival, Gatorade. The Wall Street Journal reports some well-known athletes had invested in Body Armor and helped market the drink, including the NBA's James Harden and MLB's Mike Trout. The estate of Kobe Bryant, who was an early backer of Body Armor, is reportedly set to get about $400 million for its stake because of this deal. Lately, kids are spending hours every day in front of screens, way more than they were before the pandemic. A new study from the American Medical Association says screen time for adolescents between 10 and 14 years old is up to almost 8 hours a day. That's double what it was before the pandemic. And keep in mind, this does not include school. The study focused on downtime activities like streaming, gaming, social media, texting, video chatting, and surfing the web. And it also found more screen time was linked to worse mental health and greater stress for kids. The doctor who led the study says part of the problem is all the negative content online. But also, all these hours of screen time could be giving kids less time to do things that help with stress, like physical activity or sleep. So he suggests adults set screen time limits for their kids, show them examples of device-free behavior, and encourage them to avoid screens right before bedtime. A word of caution for anyone who uses a Mac computer or laptop. Some people have been complaining on social media that when they updated their devices to the latest operating system, their computers became paralyzed, meaning they couldn't even turn on or charge their devices. This is reportedly an issue with the Mac OS Monterey that came out last week, and people with older MacBook Pros, Mac Minis, and iMacs are most impacted. As Mac Rumors points out, the newer devices that run on Apple's new silicon chip do not seem to be affected. If this does happen to you, though, reports say your best option is to go to your nearest Apple store. Many people who reported this issue say it was fixed by the experts at the so-called Apple Genius Bar. So far, Apple has not addressed this problem publicly, but the company says you actually do want the update since it includes new features like upgrades to FaceTime and iCloud, a focus mode that lets you limit alerts, a low power mode to save battery, a lot of organization tools, and more. Instagram is rolling out another new feature. This one is called Add Yours, and it lets people take part in public visual threads within stories, so kind of a content chain. To use this new feature, you upload your own story, then choose the Add Yours sticker and pick a prompt. From there, everyone can see who responds to it in their own stories. Instagram tweeted an example using the prompt Outfit of the Day. Others can click the Add Yours sticker, then upload their own picture or check out other people's responses. Now, keep in mind, this feature is still rolling out, so you may not have the new Add Your Sticker option in your stories just yet, but it is likely coming soon. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Ritual. When it comes to something that I put in my body every single day, I want to know that I can trust the ingredients and that it's doing what it's supposed to do. That's why I appreciate that Ritual has invested in gold standard, university-led research for its vitamins. For example, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was shown to increase vitamin D levels and omega-3 DHA levels in 12 weeks, helping to fill common nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. Ritual has also committed to third-party testing from places like the Non-GMO Project. So all of that makes me feel great about taking Ritual vitamins as part of my daily routine. On top of that, Ritual's vitamins are fresh tasting and they never upset my stomach. They're also convenient. I only need to take 2 pills once a day. And when I'm ready for more, my vitamins show up at my doorstep so I never run out. And right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what is the rarest M&M color? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, in which country did Halloween originate? The answer is Ireland, or at least what's now Ireland. Almost 2,000 years ago, the Celtic people celebrated their new year on November 1st, and they believed on the night before the new year, October 31st, the boundary between the worlds of living and dead people became blurred. So every October 31st, they celebrated Samhain with bonfires, costumes, and fortune-telling. Fast forward a few centuries, and Christian popes decided to replace pagan holidays like Samhain with religious ones. They turned November 1st into All Saints' Day, or All Hallows, which was meant to honor saints. That made October 31st All Hallows Eve, aka Halloween. And even with a more religious focus, people still associated that time of year with the wandering dead. They would set out gifts or food to feed spirits. Then people started dressing in scary costumes in exchange for treats themselves. And with that, trick-or-treating was born. All right, thank you for tuning into The Newsworthy today and every day. As always, we'll be back with more tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.